Chandler's clone.
And she says, I got another one. Spice up your intimate moments. Pleasurable positions for deep penetration. Now, this is not... I mean, I suppose you could say that's very specific, okay? I'm not really sure what they mean by that, and now I understand. Flying V. I mean, this really does look like you're about to take off. The receiving partner lies down on their back while the penetrating partner holds them into a wide V. This position makes the receiving partner feel like they are floating, which itself adds additional thrill to the position. What say you? Yeah, spread them legs, baby. All the way. We're cracking crabs tonight, like we're cracking crabs. That's what we're doing. We're bending, stretching, folding you. This one is, you know, this looks a little more rough. If you're a man, like, see, we're not flatter. We don't look, nothing flatter, but whatever. Anyway, doggy style, of course, the classic. Why? The receiving partner gets on their hands and knees, while the penetrating partner enters from behind. This position not only allows for a deeper thrust in, but also intense sensations as a consequence. I don't understand the math to that. 6 months for these Louis and these jeans is a half a stack. What more could you ask than that? Cowgirl. The receiving partner straddles the penetrating partner, taking control of the depth and pace of the penetration. This position offers great flexibility and allows the receiving partner to adjust the angle of penetration for maximum pleasure. So you can adjust your joystick. That's what they're telling you. That's all right. I've done that. What the fuck? Bro. Yeah, okay. You ain't doing that. You ain't doing that. So, I've never done the flying V, at least not like that. I have a different method, but we won't get into that. What else we got? The pile driver. How you feel about this?
That's my favorite one.
Are you down? What's up, Dad? You're doing this?
You know where Chandler is?
No way, right?
Where?
Wait. Where? The receiving partner lies on their back with their legs bent up and bent towards their chest. This position creates. That's not how it looks on the diagram. Yes? It looks like he's pushing her legs into her fucking chest. No? Yeah, like pretzel. Like a half a pretzel, kind of. Yeah? And then, so you're supposed to hold, or I'm supposed to use my... No, he's climbing. This dude is got, he's got one leg over. How is this... So I'm supposed to wrap myself... Yeah, this ain't happening. Hello. I'm capped over here. Yeah. It's not happening. There's no way. I'm not doing this. I'll leave this for the porn stars. There might be something to that.
Like this.
Yeah, but I'd have to come like from this angle in front of you, and that's no good because then my ass is right in your face. Who wants that? I can accomplish the same thing if I just, well, yeah, I could do that too, but I would just lean you this way and then put your feet up here. Just rest right there. Yeah. See? Isn't that much easier? Fuck out of here. Why you gotta do all this complicated shit? I know what I'm doing. Come on, I can get in there, man. That's not the conversation of what we're talking. So I figure out a way to fix it. I fix the game so that I can play. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh! Jesus!
Receiving partner lies on their back with their legs up and bent towards their chest. This position creates tighter and more intense sensation. As the angle of penetration is increased, the penetrating partner can kneel or stand to adjust on the angle or depth of the perception. Somebody is going to break their dick off like this. I'm not. See? We could just do this on the ground level. Why get all involved? So it accomplishes the same thing, except your feet are on the ground instead of at 90 degrees.
My head hit the dresser.
True. Yeah. So we need to. Yeah. It's not really great. Standing. Yeah. I enjoyed making that one. I can tell you that. That was nice.
That was nice.
I liked it. That was a good one. God damn, yeah, we were getting it in that time, bro. I mean,
I clocked my head in the video.
I know, I felt bad because she fucking smashed that shit too, like hard. Like, all right, bro, you gotta go for two on this one, son, to make up for that, because that's a heavy foul right there. Right? She should tap out and put ice on that. But instead, she just looks back like, yo, easy back there, man. I'm fucking speed bumping it over here. Right? So good. You don't want to give the girl a CTE. We want her to come back and play again. Can't have her running through concussion protocol for a week. The receiving partner bends over, resting their hands on a surface for support, while the penetrating partner enters from behind. His position offers the opportunity for additional stimulation of the clitoris or the testicles. It is important to ensure the proper balance and stability, and that is italic. So I should say proper balance and stability during the position to avoid any discomfort or accidents. See diagram above. That's the last one. But still, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Here's your pleasurable positions for deep penetration. Quick recap: the flying V, doggy style, cowgirl, pile driver, standing rear entry. And we say, nay,
standing
nay.
Rear entry.
That's what it's called. I did not make it up.
No.
Oh, my God.
So, two or nay, nay. And, you know, some have been accomplished already. We don't need to get into this. The point is, these are things that you could do if you haven't already.
These are things that I follow on Instagram.
Yeah, the devil. Follow for more tips that I'm going to uncomfortably read for all of us. Because I find
there's the word floating in his thing. We gotta get them all together.
Yeah, I gotta add sound effects.
We can do recaps of them.
This one I'll just put out as an introduction for these. What are you gonna call this?
I don't know.
Because this is not the spice cabinet. What are we talking about?
This is the honey play box.
All right, so we're reading the honey play box post. And we're calling it the spice cabinet, I guess. Because we're talking about spicing up your relationships. That's right. Everybody everywhere? Come on, what's the line?
Get ready.
No, spice up your life. God, you fucked. She's all fucked up. We gotta work on the routine.
I got distracted with the bong.
That was nice, though. See, I would never use that bong. I would just look at it all the time. You know what I was gonna say, Ashley? You son of a bitch.